Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Time and Space podcast. For so long now, I have been deeply fascinated and curious about the human belief system, the subconscious mind, and also the process of deconditioning. I have authored a book called I Am. It is the modern day guide for living life on purpose, elevating your personal power, and expanding your intuitive gifts. I am so excited to be sharing my thoughts out loud with you. For anyone interested, I am a 4-6 human design reflector, and I really enjoy sharing my insights and reflections and hope that you find something in there that can support you through the times that we are moving through right now. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, beautiful friends. I feel like we both know it has been a long time since I have been in here. This tends to happen. I get inspiration to talk about a million things and want to share with you in this way. So here I am. Something that's been coming up quite strongly in so many conversations that I have with clients and friends and family is all around this idea of communicating without fluff, without over-explanation, without needing to over-justify to the point where everyone is confused. And so that led me to exploring a deeper layer of that, which is this concept or this idea. It's not even a concept. It's just an idea of asking for what you want. And what I realized when I started exploring this, or even just giving some space to it, the idea of it is that so many of us, including myself, are afraid in some form to ask for what we need, to ask for what we want. And what sits under that is, you know, the idea that we may be rejected, or the fear that we might be rejected, or the fear that we're not good enough to receive what we ask for or what we want. Maybe we don't deserve it. Maybe it's not safe to have that thing. Maybe we don't feel worthy of it. And so what we end up doing is instead we do this dance where, when we're in conversations and having maybe a challenging conversation, but really this touches every part of our communication, is this idea of being direct or too blunt, you know, and having to sugarcoat everything that we say, or soften the words that we are saying, or soften the requests that we're making. And so what I tend to see happen and hear happen, and even in my own life, is that as we go about trying to soften our words, instead of just directly asking for what we want, there's a lot of confusion that can happen, and a lack of clarity and miscommunication and misunderstandings and a lot of assumptions. A lot of assumptions tend to fill the gaps. Perfect examples of this would be, often if I have clients who are having issues or challenges with their parents, you know, in particular, or a friend or a partner, a significant other, I ask them, are you asking for what you want? Are you asking clearly for what you want? And often the answer is no. In fact, it's always no. And what happens then is that you can see how, if we're not asking for exactly what we want, free of the fluff, free of sugarcoating, free of any sort of unclear sort of communication, what happens is that in the in-between, the person who's receiving it doesn't necessarily they're not a mind reader, so they're not necessarily hearing or seeing what it is that you're actually wanting. And they take that information and reply in the best way or respond in the best way that they can, that they're capable of. And often what happens is we miss the mark on both ends. And that's no one's intention. So I'll give you a concrete example here. So I want you to imagine that you have this close friend who you've really loved and appreciated their friendship for many years now. And perhaps they've met a new partner, or they've had a family, or something has happened in their life. And, well, maybe not even that, maybe nothing's happened actually. And maybe you're just feeling distant and the communication has dropped off. And to you, this is a really valuable friendship. And you haven't been hearing from this person as much, or they haven't been communicating as frequently. And that's really dropped off. And perhaps you have started to make up stories, or perhaps you have begun to join dots where there aren't any. Perhaps you've made assumptions, and perhaps you're feeling like you're unimportant to them. Maybe you don't feel like a priority anymore. Maybe you feel like the friendship is falling away. And not to say that those things might not be true, however, what I am trying to encourage is some clear communication before the stories can get involved, before the assumptions can take hold, and to give this friendship in this case an opportunity, and also the other person involved an opportunity to meet you in what you're asking for. So what that might look like is you reaching out and saying, "Hey, I really value our friendship. It's such an important It's such an important friendship to me, you know. It's such an important connection to me. And I feel like we haven't been able to spend as much time together recently. What are you feeling, and how can we make that happen? When would you like to hang out? How could we make this happen soon, you know? How can we create some time? What might work for you?" And so you're kind of putting it all out there. You're stating how valuable the friendship is to you and what you're wanting to spend some quality time with this person. And of course, you can word that however you want. What I'm saying and what I'm encouraging is, what I often see in communication is for someone to say those things, they may take, I don't know, 4 paragraphs in an email, or they may take, you know, 2 pages of text messages to get there, instead of just directly saying what they feel and asking for what they want. "I would love to spend more quality time with you. How does that sound to you? When can we make it happen?" You know, no explanation, no over justification, no pleading, no begging, just purely asking for what you want. And yes, there is a chance that you may be let down, and you may feel disappointed, and you may feel rejected. All those things are definite possibilities. However, instead of entertaining a story and not actually knowing, we're opening up opportunity for the things that we actually want, and we're practicing expressing our needs and our wants and just getting super clear. And when we get super clear in our communication, it touches all the parts of our lives, right? We can clear away all the clutter and all the extra explanations and all the extra justifications and all the extra stories and all that monkey mind that can occur when we're joining dots that just aren't there. And sometimes making assumptions is a really healthy practice in some situations, when it tends to feed over into the rest of our lives. You know, it can create a lot of anxiety. And in place of that, if we were able to cultivate this practice of asking for what we want, straight up, first up, we give everyone the opportunity in our lives to meet us there or not. And we don't need to make it mean anything, except that we have clarity. We have clarity, and we're keeping all our lines of communication clean and clear. And so this is something that I have been practicing myself, just getting really clear with asking for what I want and understanding that the only thing that's stopping me from asking for what I want is a fear of either rejection, a fear of disappointment. In my case, I do resonate quite strongly with being a reflector in human design and experiencing the not self of disappointment, like quite heavily. And so for me, my fear would be stronger around experiencing disappointment as opposed to rejection. But those are the things that can stop us and get in our way often when we know what we want and we really would love to ask for what we want, but the fear is too big. The fear of, well, what if they don't love me anymore? What if they don't like me anymore? What if they let me down? What if they don't want to spend time with me? What do you make that answer mean? So I want to encourage you to have a look at any relationships in your life where you don't feel like you can ask for what you want. This might be in the workplace. This might be with clients. This might be with your friends or your family, your partner. Maybe even just in a manifestation practice or the universe, you don't feel like you can ask for what you want. I want to encourage you to consider maybe what lies beneath that and what would need to change for you to be more confident and trusting in your ability to ask for what you want. So I hope that was a little bit helpful in just planting this idea of curiosity around how much simpler everything in your life would be if you were able to simply ask for what you want in a very straightforward, obviously still kind way, kind and loving. Yeah, how might your life change? What might your world look like then? All right, I hope you have enjoyed listening. I have loved being with you, and let's chat soon.